The mission of the board, and as you mentioned, I worked there for over 20 years, it's twofold. One is to hear and adjudicate appeals from federal employees, from veterans who I believe they've been denied some of their veterans' rights, from applicants for federal retirement benefits that are denied by OPM. They have a right to appeal to MSPB. And during a reduction in force, a furlough, downsizings, there may be, if it's an adverse personnel action that an employee faces, again, they may have a right to MSPB. And there's a lot going on in government. There's even some Postal Service cases that, veterans in the Postal Service may have rights of appeal. And there's a lot going on in government right now that is adversely affecting employees, applicants, and that causes an increase in appeals. And there's another statutory function the board carries out, which is to conduct, and it's a function actually I headed up before I left, to conduct studies of what's happening in the federal civil service and make recommendations to Congress and the White House for ways to improve the operation of government. You know, these are very important functions, but the fact of the matter is that it's also very labor intensive for the Merit Systems Protection Board. You can't automate making the decision making of a complex case where someone's employment may hang in the balance. You can't automate conducting a systematic study and making judgments about how well things are operating. So here you have a situation for the Merit Systems Protection Board where their statutory responsibilities are actually increasing. Their staffing has actually been decreasing. When I left MSPB in 2001, they had gone already down from over 260 employees to less than 230, and now they're less than 220 employees. So it's a real tough situation where you have an increasing workload and a decreasing workforce. And a budget environment where agencies are being asked to tighten the belt even more.
So why is the workforce decreasing? Is it purely budget?
I think so, Ruben. There's no reduction in workload that would require a concomitant decrease in resources. I will say I may be a little biased having worked there, but I think the Merit Systems Protection Board has demonstrated over the years a real commitment to looking for ways to improve efficiencies, even in a labor-intensive environment. They've done a lot of work around looking at ways to settle cases as opposed to going through a hearing. They look for ways, alternative dispute resolution mechanisms to more quickly resolve some disputes as opposed to dragging them out. They've used automation to try to automate as much as possible, allow electronic file processing and so on. But at the end of the day, they're pretty lean and mean. The studies function has about a dozen employees out of about 215 employees in the agency. So as an outside observer now, I don't see, really any fat over there. It's just that, like everybody else, they've been asked to do their part to try to respond to the government's budget problems. And, the problem is at some point, there may not be anything left to give.
We're speaking with John Palguda, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. So do you think Congress is going to be looking at why they should get less or why they should possibly get more? Or will that be something along party lines?
Well, I suspect there will be a robust dialogue. Certainly, I think any agency going before Congress right now, and the Merit System Protection Board is kind of a microcosm right now of what's going to be potentially happening across government. Every agency is going to have to really justify its budget request, even when they're not asking for an increase. Just to maintain what they have, you've got to make a strong case. And then even then, it may be that, well, we understand and we feel your pain, but we're going to have to give you a little more pain. So I've given up trying to predict what Congress is going to do in any given situation. But I don't think, the board is a slam dunk for increased resources or even maintaining what they have. But I do think they've got a good case to be made, as do a number of other agencies, that, we've been tightening our belt as much as we can. There is a point of diminishing returns, particularly where for an agency like the Merit System Protection Board, they don't control their workload. They can't say, well, we're going to decide not to hear some of these appeals. They have a statutory obligation to decide over 8,000 cases a year with less than 220 employees and administrative judges. And so they may not be able to do more with less. You end up having to do either less with less or something different. But in the case where your requirements are in law, you're really in a tough spot. And you find that either you've got to figure out a different course, or Congress is going to have to take something off the plate.
Well, like the engineers say, you can there's better, faster, cheaper. You can pick any two of the above. So I guess
right.
The quality might have to suffer.